Hi, this is Hollis Walker, opinion editor of the Durango Herald. Thanks for joining me today for Listening to Focus 2021, a collaboration of the Durango Herald and KSUT Public Radio. President Joe Biden's call for unity in his inaugural speech is testament to the terrible divide in our country and in our community. It's this polarization that has led us here at the Durango Herald to identify healing the rift as one of the four primary topics of editorial discourse this year. The president said we must attempt to achieve that most elusive of all things in democracy, unity. We have to end this uncivil war, he said. We certainly hope that will occur. But first, we have to admit that America is a wounded country. And as with any wound, we can't treat it or bandage it without cleaning it first. So first we have to see exactly how we are separated. What divides us? To begin with, we're divided by political party as never before. In his 2020 book, Why We Are Polarized, Ezra Klein notes that in 1965, almost the entire Republican Congressional Caucus voted with Democrats to create Medicare. But in 2010, not a single Republican voted for the Affordable Care Act, which ironically was based on a health care plan designed by a Republican, Mitt Romney. And though once political party membership signified just one indicator of identity, today it's become the umbrella under which we shelter with those of like mind, those who often share our religion, race, class, geography, culture. Liliana Mason, in her book Uncivil Agreement, explained, a single vote can now indicate a person's partisan preferences as well as his or her religion, race, ethnicity, gender, neighborhood, and favorite grocery store. Turns out Republicans are more likely to live near a Cracker Barrel and Democrats near a Whole Foods. Go figure. Here in the Four Corners, that chasm is most apparent in the voting habits of rural versus urban citizens, rural citizens favoring Republicans and urban citizens favoring Democrats. Social scientists say this unfortunate polarization feeds our most primal behavior patterns. We start to act like small tribal groups whose entire existence is threatened by those who look, sound, or act differently than we do. If you believe X, in other words, and you're a Republican, then your neighbor who is a Democrat must embrace Y. Everything begins to fall on one side of an invisible line or another. The middle ground, moderation or centrism, seems to have entirely disappeared. The smallest of disputes becomes amplified and escalates beyond reason. A case in point, the Top That yogurt shop altercations of late 2020. The owners of the now closed Main Avenue shop in Durango placed Republican political signs in the store's windows. Okay. And then student climate change protesters passing by the shop made obscene gestures to the store's customers, presumably in reaction to those signs. Then the shop offered discounts to customers who came into the store without masks, flouting public health regulations. Mask wearing, deemed a political issue, of course. Then some teenagers threw a booze bottle through the shop's front window, although it's unclear whether the action was random or targeted. After that, one of the shop's co-owners posted a sign warning, "I shoot to kill," and on it went. But the confrontations weren't literally between Republicans and Democrats. They were between individual people and diverse groups. In other words, the rhetoric and actions of those involved were stoked after the fact by assumptions of them versus us. Political labels give us the freedom to attack one another, Klein points out. Any other kind of public attack is no longer tolerated in our society. And once we've identified ourselves with a particular party or group, we just refuse to hear facts that refute our party line. Questioning ourselves can be a frightening and even brutal process, but we have to be willing to question ourselves if we're going to heal the rift in our society. We would do well to heed President Biden's challenge in his inaugural speech. Are we going to step up, all of us? I'm hosting monthly meetings on Zoom for people in the community who'd like to talk about this and other Focus 2021 issues. The meetings are the last Friday of each month at noon and last 1 hour. I hope you'll join me. Just send an email to hwalker@durangoherald.com and I'll send you the Zoom link. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.